Makeshift shelters don't stand a chance against Mother Nature's rage. This is the reality in Lebanon following a double whammy of winter storms. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Plus, today we're going to look at part three of a three-part series on your not-so-average missions. So, yeah, some of these stories are talking about problems, but we're also going to invite you to be part of the solution. So let's get started. The mere act of survival is an ongoing struggle for thousands of Syrian refugees in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley. Few tents could withstand two major winter storms in 12 days, so refugee families are looking for shelter wherever they can find it. But their options are few to none, according to Tom Adama with Heart for Lebanon.
Remember that Syrian refugees in the country of Lebanon do not get refugee status, so they're not allowed to rent or buy or use any what we would call decent building. So the majority of the refugees in the Bekaa Valley live in what we call tent settlements. It's basically oversized Boy Scout tents on a concrete slab or dirt floor.
Heart for Lebanon also works in southern Lebanon, where storms triggered widespread flooding.
In fact, one of the tent settlements that we work in, two of the children were killed because of the raging river and washed the children out to sea. But we're ministering to those families, as you can imagine, in a very personal, relational way.
And the message of Christ's love and hope resonates in times like these.
These refugees have been displaced. They have nothing. So despair runs deep. It's like, why me? The emotional toll is huge on top of the problems they already have.
Next, Arab Baptist Theological Seminary educates students from Sudan every year. With this education come the challenges, one of these being returning home after living in Lebanon. ABTS's president Eli Haddad explains.
One of the big adjustments that our students usually have to go through is within their own churches. So they come from a church would send them. Many times churches are small and they have sometimes limited vision of what ministry can be accomplished. And then they come here for 3 years. They're bombarded with new concepts, new ideas, new ways of being church. And then we ask them to go back and submit to the old structure that they came out of and then fit within that again, which is very difficult.
So it's vital that the Sudanese students can engage in conversation with their churches and with people religiously different too. This will give them opportunities to build friendships and respectfully articulate their faith.
It's just such a privilege for us to be able to work with them for a few years. We bring them here to teach them. We end up learning so much from them. They're an amazing group of leaders, and God is already at work in their lives.
Would you pray God's hand in the lives of these Sudanese students and for their transition home? And finally, we've been talking about unexpected mission fields this week, starting with technology and business. Today, we connected with Shin Meng, a freelance illustrator who works with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship.
Artists always have to look at like the brokenness of the world or the beauty of the world. And I think because it, inherently everyone looks for the beauty and also experiences pain and brokenness in the world, the gospel is actually perfect to like bridge that gap.
Art can showcase the gospel, but it can also start conversations.
We've been working together, figuring out good questions, partnering with great art, and how that those questions and art kind of pair together and bring people to deeper conversations and deeper stories about their particular lives and being.
In the age of social media, everyone has a chance to dabble in art, but Meng wants Christians to intentionally pursue the creativity.
Pray that there will be other artists that would rise up and create art that is evangelistic, rise up and see the beauty of God and tell the story of like to the new generation why God is beautiful and why God cares for them.
You can learn more about the value of Christian artistic expression and see some of Meng's own art at our website. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.